Is your body ready?
Sorry, exasperated sigh.
Oh, wow, already.
Are you ready to start?
My body is ready.
Yeah, my body was ready.
Oh, I like French food.
Is Reggie's body really all that ready? It seems like it could get a little readier.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, with all the emphasis on Wii Fit that these shows keep going, I mean, it's obvious that Reggie's just talking.
Well, he is just a PR guy, right?
He is a PR guy, but he's the face of Nintendo of America.
Right, right, and a handsome face it is.
It has a certain. I mean,
don't let me hang here, dude.
I mean, I don't want to talk about Reggie's body too much.
Oh well, you did start it.
I did. Like my body is not ready. Like Reggie's probably in better shape than I am, so. Like even zombie Reggie looked to be better than me.
Zombie Reggie? I must have missed something.
You missed zombie Reggie?
Yeah.
Well, that was during the unveiling of Zombie U.
I thought I saw that. I could have sworn I saw that. Well, maybe I only saw parts of it because I was at work, so over my lunch period I went out with my phone and tried to stream it that way and it would jump periodically. So I only came in like the middle of it, so I saw some of Ubisoft's things, but that was really about it.
Apparently with the Wii U controller, since it has a built-in camera,
mm-hmm.
you can zombify yourself.
Oh, like yeah.
And zombify, and I don't know, but like Reggie kind of retired the "my body is ready" thing by becoming self aware. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, the internet postings had always made, you know, would be like, okay, it's E3, Reggie's gonna go out, my body is ready. You know, we keep, you know, yeah, ha, ha, yeah. Ha, 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 and then he was like showing a clip from old him doing Wii Fit, and he's like, back in 2006, 2007, I don't remember. My body was ready. And I'm just thinking, oh no, oh no.
He knows.
Like it's like really funny that he's doing this. It's like, oh, that's like a tip of the hat to us, you know?
Yeah.
But by us, of course, I mean like nerd gamers.
You know,
but
hipsters who don't think anything's cool once. Yeah, anyway.
But like I'm like, oh no, this meme is done then.
Yeah.
Like we can't use it anymore because Reggie became self-aware. But luckily he gave us a new one. While he was demonstrating the camera.
Uh-huh.
He became zombie Reggie. Looked at the camera and went, "I like French food." As a zombie. And I don't really know why. I guess he has some French heritage, but like,
okay,
it was just like he must have.
Look at
I
his
mean,
last
it
name.
Is
yeah.
a, it is a self-aware Reggie. He's like, oh no,
yeah,
I've given away my body is ready thing. I got to give him something. It's not great. I haven't practiced it, but let's try this one. Finding out that Reggie likes French food was probably the most actual information we got from the show.
Yeah, if it's not obvious by now, we're talking, of course, about last week's E3. We've all had time to percolate and think about it. And, well, me, though, I've only watched some of the Nintendo stuff and not even anyone else's pressures, really. And I keep hearing things.
I watched everything.
You did. So can you shed any light on the notion that this is the worst E3 ever? Because that's what I keep hearing. And I'm kind of tired of hearing it, to be honest.
Well, good night, folks.
Okay, well, I guess
Sean's tired of hearing this.
This show's going to be short.
It's not the worst E3 ever. I think the worst E3 ever is the one right after the Wii was announced. They tried to kind of scale back E3. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
they
remember.
They didn't really have a show hall. They had like a number of like press conferences put out in different areas.
Yeah.
And they really, really limited the amount of press. So, like, major news sites were able to go there, but a lot of the like the more fan journalism were
like not us. Right.
Hey, we covered Tokyo Game Show.
We did twice. And we'll do it again someday.
Yes. So I mean we're real. We're legitimate.
Yeah, I think so.
There are kids wearing t-shirts of us.
well, kid. Yeah.
But a cute kid at that.
It's true.
But, I mean, that means we're real. That means we're legitimate.
Right.
But but anyway. So it wasn't the worst E3. But, like, it's the worst E3 in recent memory. It's not bad because it was a bad show, though. That's the thing.
Okay.
It was probably a pretty good show overall. It's just we're no longer the target audience.
Oh, how do you mean?
Well, okay. You didn't watch the Microsoft or Sony pressers, right?
No, I didn't have time to catch up with them.
Okay. Let me summarize them real quick. The Microsoft one, Halo 4, everyone. Yay,
oh,
Halo 4,
oh yeah,
Halo
sorry, 4. Yeah, I did see the Halo 4 trailer and gameplay footage, but it was on its own, standalone, not like in the context of the presser.
Yep, and it's like Halo 4, hardcore gaming saved. Yeah, woo woo, fist pound,
uh-huh.
And then it's okay. We've shown you that. Now we're gonna show you a bunch of Kinect titles.
Oh.
Here's the new Dance Central. Here's, you know, probably the highlight of that show was Matt Stone and Trey Parker making an entrance to talk about their South Park game.
Oh,
By Obsidian.
Oh. What have they done?
lots of stuff.
Oh, God. Am I qualified to, like, be part of this show?
Sure. I mean, well, unfortunately, it's being released by THQ.
Oh, man.
Well,
Didn't we talk about this already?
Well, yeah, but THQ is not developing it, though.
Sure, okay, but, you know, anything with those three letters in that particular order make me kind of want to cry a little. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Obsidian. For those who may not have heard of them.
Like me.
Sean.
Yeah.
Sean,
I'm sure I've heard of them. I just can't think of what they've done.
Okay, you know Interplay, right?
Of course.
Of course. And you know Interplay's Black Isle Studio?
Nope.
They did, the Baldur's Gate games.
Shows how much I play them, right? Yeah, no idea. So Black Isle equals Baldur's Gate. Got it.
They were working on the new Fallout before, like, bad stuff happened.
The New Vegas Fallout? Which Fallout?
No. The Fallout 3, which is going to be like Fallout 2. Like, not, before it became, like, a first-person shooter.
Fallout 3 isn't out? I'm so confused.
No, Fallout 3 came out, but, like, they were working on a different Fallout.
Oh, okay.
But like it never came up because Interplay kind of went belly up. I mean, they're still around, but like,
okay.
Black Isle Studios was one of the companies they had to close down.
Gotcha.
So theirs didn't get finished, and then it got bought out by Bethesda.
Aha, Bethesda. Now them I know.
Yeah. Okay, good. There we go. Okay. We up to that? And they made the amazing Planetscape Torment, which you've played, right?
Of course not.
Sorry, did I say Planetscape? Sorry, that's sure a totally did. Different... Can you rewind that?
Sure.
Okay. And they made the amazing Planescape Torment, which is probably, I don't know, I'd say one of the best Western RPGs that I've ever played.
Oh, that's... You've played Mass Effect, right?
Dude, all right, see, we both have our weaknesses.
Dude, this game's been out for almost 5 years.
Well, Planescape Torment's been around since 99.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
Well, you've played the original Fallouts.
Oh, no.
the Baldur's Gates. Well, they didn't. They didn't do, like, their Baldur's Gate ones were like. I mean, they worked on publishing Baldur's Gate, but I think the only one they really like developed was Dark Alliance series.
Okay.
Which the first one was on the GameCube, and it was pretty nice.
Oh.
The engine they used also powered that Fallout Brotherhood of Steel game, which wasn't quite as good, but...
Okay.
And I think a version of that engine was used for the new Bard's Tale game.
Oh. Cool.
Anyway. Okay, so Obsidian was formed by those people after Black Isle Studio closed. Okay. And they released a game. Tell me you've heard of this game, Alpha Protocol. All right. You know what? They're making South Park the game. Okay.
Wow. That was a long walk right there back to E3. That was.
It really was. But I mean, if you were confused about it, perhaps. But I worry that I'm throwing out terms like, yeah, it's being made by Obsidian, and having people go, the who now?
Well, maybe our listeners aren't as in the dark about Western development as I am. Because honestly, the first Western studios I was aware of were like Nintendo second or third parties. So, yeah. Besides Blizzard, of course. Which we did a whole episode about.
That was a sad thing that came out during E3 that wasn't talked about all that much.
What's that?
Silicon Knights losing its lawsuit.
What lawsuit?
Well, for Too Human, they blamed a lot of the development process on the fact that they weren't getting the correct tools or versions or something. The Unreal Engine. So they sued Epic.
Oh, well that...
And they lost.
That seemed
and
like they a...
They had to pay a lot of money. Now, they were one of the first people to be given a Wii U dev kit.
Uh-huh. And really?
Leaks say that they were working on Eternal Darkness 2.
Were.
Well, after losing this lawsuit, they had to lay off most of their employees.
Yeah.
They exist, and, well, like, Nintendo theoretically could bail them out, but, like, after losing this lawsuit and stuff, Nintendo would never possibly make a profit off any game that they made, because beyond paying for the development of the game, they'd also have to basically pay to get the studio running again. And yeah. So many of the people who worked on the original Eternal Darkness are gone anyway. You know, it would be like if Nintendo bought Rare back, it wouldn't be nearly the same Rare.
Right. All right. So, yeah. Bad news all around. Was there any good news that came out of E3?
Yeah. Wait. Yes.
Okay. Good. Let's talk about that. They're making a what?
The new Scribblenauts.
Oh yeah, the Wii U Scribblenauts.
Yeah.
That's good news. Actually, you know, I watched the Warner Brothers Interactive part of the Nintendo presser, and it kind of put me to sleep. I mean, I guess I'm glad that Arkham City is coming to the Wii U, and I'm definitely glad that we're going to have another Scribblenauts, because, you know, that's a game. When I lost all my DS stuff, I got for my iPhone, and I'm super, super glad I have it. But it's like I couldn't sit through their portion of the presser. I just couldn't do it. I don't know why. It's just so impatient.
I hope that the game is 12 times as good as the iPhone version, because it's going to cost 12 times as
much. Yeah, right.
But it looks incredibly great. What I love is that you can edit the properties of your things. So, like, you could, you know, make a... Well, I saw a video that I think it was Joystick or Engadget or one of those sites had made, where they put, like, a ferret's head on, like, some kind of robotic body, made it, and then given it the ability to throw librarians at things.
Nice.
Sorry, I might be messing that up, but I'm sure I could find that video. We can put it on. But, like, that sounds fun.
Well, it's not
a killer app, but it's definitely. But I've enjoyed every Scribblenauts game I've played so far.
Is there really anyone out there who's not sold on the utility of that touchscreen? Because everything I saw that seemed that use it seemed to like look pretty good. Like the stuff you can do in Zombie U is interesting. I think the only thing I don't like is like it actively tells you to stop looking at the TV screen and look down at your, you know, handheld device, which is kind of takes me out of the game, you know.
Well, then you should play it with a pro controller,
which you probably can't do. But like the Arkham City stuff was kind of neat. Like I'm not too keen on like the new armor type with the special powers or whatever, but I can see this in general working as instead of having a pop-up menu on your screen anymore, you just have it on your controller and then you can just do your stuff and you don't have these overlays that also potentially take you out of the game, right? Or am I just overreaching here and grasping at straws?
Can't you control like the Batarang with the controller or something? I mean,
yeah,
there's some parts where you're going to be kind of looking on that, but
yeah. I mean, I already have this game on my 360, so I probably won't get it. But
okay, that's can I exasperated sigh?
Sure.
But sure. I think that we're going to need to come back to Nintendo in just a bit.
Okay. Okay.
Because I think that's gonna we're not gonna be able to point of no return. You know.
Sure. Sure.
So the Microsoft presser, as I said, Halo, South Park, big things.
Yep.
But everything else just did not seem to be made for gamers particularly.
Oh, which gamers?
Well, like people who were actually watching live feeds of things. You know, it seemed much more geared to the people to like USA Today or something, or, you know, some people who will be writing about it later on.
Okay.
You know, like more of a mainstream press type thing. But like the specialist press, I mean, we don't really care about new Dance Central. Or maybe a couple people do. Sorry for those of you who do. And then, of course, there was also Microsoft's like, okay, we don't have any new hardware. Hardware's not cool anymore. It's all about, here, we are. I mean, everyone already has an iPad, right? So we're gonna make connectivity. I'm speaking, of course, about
smart glass.
I cared so less about it that I can't even remember the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smart glass. And they're like, huh, we don't need an iPad. I mean, sorry, we don't need a Wii U game controller with a screen. We'll use one of the screens we already have. Now, I'd like to take a moment to go, I do have an iPad, but
right.
Come on, everybody doesn't have a tablet.
Yeah, seriously. Like, they cost hundreds of dollars. They cost more than a Wii U would cost to get. And everyone who gets a Wii U gets, you know, a proprietary tablet, which, granted, isn't as good as an iPad or like a Galaxy Nexus or whatever. But the idea that this is somehow some kind of Wii U killer is just ridiculous. Like, that was a headline. Yep. Like, you know, Microsoft out Wii U's the Wii U. No.
Yeah, I saw that article.
No.
But when I was watching the press, and you didn't see the presser, but they didn't show anything that looked even remotely the same. Like, the Wii U controller streams at a high speed from the console itself and can be used as basically a standalone game device. Whereas the smart glass is more of providing like a director's commentary while a game's going on. Maybe putting up a map or having some additional bio about the character. Like, it's not really meant to be, you know, used in real time with a game, but more of like additional information to make the game experience more. And I think that's great. But, it's there's not going to be like video and stuff streamed, but it's going to be much more of it'll be like your Xbox sends information to an internet server and that internet server sends it to there. You know, it's not the console
and the
device communicating
directly.
You know, directly.
Right. Yeah.
And it might be fun, but the thing is, what developer is going to support it? Like, no, it goes back to our topic from last week. Without it being like, without there being one of these things in the box, what makes developers want to support it? I mean, I'm sure a lot of developers will add some extra content to their games, you know.
Hmm.
But I don't think anybody is going to put in something that it's absolutely required to use the smart glass to use, or even something that, that brings the story so much more that that so many people would miss out on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas with the Wii U, yeah, everybody has this touchscreen, you know.
I mean, on the other hand, does the Wii U screen kind of end up becoming the same thing anyway? I mean, that was our entire topic for last week. Is it just
time will tell.
Yeah, time will tell. I'm not convinced it's a loser right now, but at the same time, yeah, I don't know. I mean, there was more about the Wii U, but I'm not sure if we want to go that direction yet that I had on my mind.
Very soon. Write it down.
Okay, I'll write that down.
But with the smart glass, I mean, I think it's a cool concept. I'd actually like to see it more, some concept like that used with a television and things like that. You know,
right.
And I think they're already doing that to some extent. You know, already, like when you're watching a really popular show that everybody's like talking about, like Walking Dead or Game of Thrones or something. You know. There'll be a lot of people doing like real time commentary on it and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
By that I mean like message boards and stuff.
Right,
but, you know,
right.
You know, it might get to the point where they're doing, and I think for some things it already is to that point.
Right.
And video games seems a logical way to go about it, you know. But yeah. It just screamed too much of me too. I've got that too. Me too.
Yeah. Well, okay.
And you don't have to buy anything because you already have the iPad.
I don't. I do not. I have an iPhone, you know, but
yeah,
I'm the only one in my family.
And the ironic thing might be like it hasn't even been confirmed that it will work on an iPad, so you might actually have to have a Microsoft tablet, which nobody has.
So wait then, is any year when new hardware isn't announced at an E3 a bad year? Because most E3s don't have new hardware, just by definition of the console life cycle, especially this one, which is going to be much longer than previous ones.
I don't know. We've been having new hardware a lot lately, though. Okay, last year was the unveiling of the 3DS.
As well as the Wii U.
Okay, and the Wii U. Wait, no, it wasn't the unveiling of the 3DS. Sorry.
Yeah, 3DS had come out beforehand, yeah.
So we had that.
So the year before must have been the 3DS.
No, the year before that we had the unveiling of Kinect and Move.
Okay.
But, you know, there's been a lot of hardware announcements recently, though.
Yeah.
So that's Microsoft, and Microsoft showed a bunch of stuff, and the fan reaction was, ugh. You know?
Yeah.
Edge Magazine said something like, they were demanding games and they got, and it just wasn't made for them. Sorry, Edge Magazine didn't say anything like that. They were way more eloquent. They didn't like it here and there.
All right.
Say that. Okay, and then we move on to the Sony show. A little better than Microsoft.
Okay.
But okay, they were like, "Hey, we're the real gaming company. We're not going to get caught up in all that, like, you know, motion controls and stuff like that. We're the last bastion of gaming or whatever. Look at our new Harry Potter game that uses the Move controller."
Harry Potter ended 2 years ago.
Yeah, but Pottermore is just starting.
Or was it last year? Whatever.
Pottermore is just starting.
What's the Pottermore?
Come on! You're killing me.
I'm totally serious.
Pottermore is J.K. Rowling's new like entry into the digital meeting. It's going to have finally releasing ebook versions, but like with expanded content, clickable
expanded
things.
Content.
Yeah, because she's not going to write any more Harry Potter books, but she's
going to milk the existing ones. She's going to add a new character with glasses. Sorry.
Thank you,
too soon.
Okay. Yes, but if anybody got that reference, but anyway,
doesn't Harry Potter already wear glasses? God.
Okay. Here we go. Now I've been like 0-3 on this so far, so I'm going to name another name.
All right.
And you tell me you've heard of this person. Okay. And if you have, then we can continue. Are you familiar with a man named George Lucas? Who?
Didn't he do some movie like THX 1138 or something?
Yeah.
Man, that guy went nowhere.
You know how like pretty much like he's decided, okay, no more like main Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
But instead I'm going to re-release versions of the old movies every couple of years.
Yeah, like the 3D versions of the original trilogy? Is it all six of them? I don't know what they're doing. I'm not going to watch them.
I don't care.
Okay.
But,
good.
No, I mean, I don't care about the movies. I do care if you're going to watch them, though.
No, you don't.
A little bit.
I'm not going to watch them.
But anyway, so it's like that. Pottermore is like Harry Potter Special Edition.
For books.
But anyway, one of the expanded things is that they're making this game called, like, I don't know, Book of Spells or something like that. So it's an augmented reality thing. You have your move, you have your eye toy sights. I don't know what that thing's called. That camera that they have.
Yeah, like I... Yeah.
PlayStation Eye or something?
Yeah.
But anyway, you have all that hooked up, and then you open the spell book and you use the move controller as a wand and you can cast spells. And it's
not
narrated by David Tennant.
Oh, what?
But I know. And no one mentioned that. Like,
he's Barty Crouch Jr. You can't confuse the...
Doctor Who. Okay, anyway.
Well, no, I mean, like, in the context of Harry Potter, he's a character.
I know, but he's way more Scottish in this game. But, like, it's just his voice.
Oh, yeah, because he used his English accent.
Yes.
For the movie. So if he talks in a Scottish brogue, no one will notice, I'm sure.
Yeah,
silly
no
Americans. Okay. Okay.
Okay, but anyway. So I mean that happened. And like gamers were like, we're looking to Nintendo to save us. Oh wait. One more thing.
Okay.
Sony finally got Smash Brothers.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. They're calling it something else. What was it called? It's called PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
Oh, see, I was thinking like Power Stone or
something.
Come
on. It's Smash Bros. It is. I mean, it has slightly different fighting dynamics, but even Sony knows it's Smash Brothers because when they posted the trailer online on their official thread, some of the search keywords they had were Super Smash Brothers and SSMB. Smash Brothers. Yeah.
That's so, like, that's just shameless.
Now they took it down like 2 hours after the internet got hold of it. But like,
right.
But like they kept going like, it's a new game. But you look at it and it's like, it's Smash Brothers, but like with more browns and grays.
That's lovely.
And you've got like Parappa fighting like Nathan Drake and God of War guy. What's his name?
Yeah, him.
Kratos. Oh man, I shouldn't say that. He's the type of character that would probably take offense at that.
Yeah, he is a god after all.
Yeah, he doesn't seem happy very often. But anyway, so it's just a mashup of like now already the Super Smash Brothers Melee had kind of a weird mashup. I mean, you're Pikachu fighting like Solid Snake, and that's weird. But like this is weirder. Like Parappa and Fat Princess going up against like Sly Cooper and Sackboy.
You know, you convinced me to want to try this game, right?
Of course. And like it looks fun, but that's the thing. I mean, because it is a formula that works. That's the thing. If it's like Smash Brothers, in fact, if it's very, very like Smash Brothers, it's going to be fun.
Right.
You know? But to call it anything other than a clone would be a bit disingenuous. Now, they said that they're adding a lot of stuff, and they might. It might be a better game than Smash Brothers. Like, it might, as it plays, it might be better. But, you know, you got to call it what it is.
Yeah.
But it was one of the very few titles that they announced that was for the Vita at all.
Oh, yeah. Is that even out in the U.S. yet? I have no idea. I wouldn't know it to look at the advertising.
Yes. Yeah, no one would know it. But, like, oh, man, that thing. It is being outsold by a fairly large margin by the Dreamcast.
In which country?
Anywhere. maybe not Europe, but like in America and...
That doesn't make any sense. The Dreamcast isn't even for sale anymore.
Maybe I should clarify that statement.
Okay, yeah.
But like, but if you adjust it to the launch of the Dreamcast and to the launch of this...
Oh.
Dreamcast outsold it by a fairly large ratio, and from software sales, like something like 2-1.
Wow.
And Dreamcast is considered like the failure that they put a lot of other consoles up against.
Right, right, right.
But anyway, so Vita, everyone, so Japan sales were dismal. Dismal.
Yeah, that I knew.
Horrible. Like, it's being outsold 2-1 by the regular PSP and being outsold like 10-1 by the Nintendo 3DS in normal weeks. Sometimes less, sometimes more. But so everyone kept saying, wait till E3, wait till E3, wait till E3, wait till E3. And I kept going, why would they announce tons of Japan-centric games at E3?
Right, you know, right.
TGS, if anything.
Right.
But like, if they have to wait till TGS, things already dead in the water, you know? But everyone's like, wait till E3, wait till E3. And I'm like, okay, and the games of note... that PlayStation games will be playable on it. Finally added PS1 compatibility in their download store.
Wow.
That was a big announcement. And then an Assassin's Creed 3 spinoff being done by a studio not known for making Assassin's Creed games, and a white edition that you have to buy Assassin's Creed bundle to get.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then they were like, okay, that's Vita. Oh, and sorry. And at the same time as the PlayStation 3 version of Super Smash Brothers Sony is released, they're releasing the Vita version on the same day, and it's cross-compatible.
Oh, good. So it's none of this like nonsense with Street Fighter Cross Tekken, where they withhold the console version of extra characters because they're waiting for the Vita version to get launched in the fall.
I don't know. But what is that?
Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Something like that. Yeah, it looks like it's coming to iOS.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hey, they did a really good job with Street Fighter or Volt, so...
Yeah, that wasn't unplayable, so yeah.
So, if you can get some... If Apple finally allows like some kind of Bluetooth controller, fingers crossed, could be really good.
See, was E3 terrible, or was it just the people who are always there like didn't care for it, and so no one else cares for it? Because we were at TGS and I had a great time.
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't have known that the Vita was going to be a sales failure because it was a nice sleek system and we enjoyed playing it, as our video should hopefully show. Sorry.
But, oh, no, totally. I agree. But, like, for news from the conferences, like, I think there were a lot of games on the show floor. Shall we move on to Nintendo right now?
Sure.
Just say one last thing about the other two. They really set the bar low. They set the bar really low. So everyone's like, Nintendo is going to come in and they're going to totally win E3. Because, as we said, Nintendo had that event to get the controller out of the way so that they could spend their entire show talking about Wii U games.
Right, right.
So they said something like, there's going to be 28, 38, I don't know, something, games announced. And so they were like, we've got to get through these quickly because there's so many games to go, you know?
Right, and that's a really, really good thing, especially because I know that like the quote-unquote launch window for the Wii U is going to be like 3 or 4 months long, and, you know, we're not going to be waiting 2 or 3 years for a game to come out, theoretically.
Exactly. So I was excited. Everyone was pumped. And as I said, the other companies had set the bar really, really, really low.
But I do want to set some expectations, because there will be new consoles from those other companies eventually. It's going to happen. Oh,
Oh yeah, might be as soon as TGS, you know.
Right, right, exactly. Well, I don't know. If it's Sony, yes. If it's Microsoft, probably not.
No, they wouldn't launch it at TGS. But anyway. But just setting up the point. So bar, super low.
Yeah.
The companies both kind of dropped the ball. I mean, again, as far as gaming enthusiasts are concerned.
Sure.
Very much
sure.
Not mainstream media, because I mean, I and most gamers are not very Kinect happy, but it's selling like hotcakes. It sells very well.
Well, I mean, it's a bundle with the console. It's kind of hard not to sell.
No, like Kinect games sell well. Dance Central sells
well. Oh, okay, okay.
Kinect is a success as a consumer product.
So the fragmentation issue isn't much of an issue with this?
The thing is, it's basically like Kinect is a different system, though.
Right.
There's not a lot of crossover. Right. Like, people who are buying the Kinect, I mean, some of them are gamers who want to use game type of activities, but like, Kinect has been something that gamers either embrace or ignore.
Right.
And the games are pretty standalone too. This game uses the Kinect controller only. This game doesn't use Kinect at all. There's very few games that like.
Mm.
So I mean, it's definitely fragmentation, but luckily it's really like it's like the fragmentation with the Wii U balance board. Like, there's like five titles that use it and only use it, and everything else you can just ignore that it exists.
Right, right.
Or any gun accessory.
Right.
But anyway, bar was really low. And Nintendo trips over it.
What do you mean?
All they would have had to go in is, okay, let's go to the beginning. You saw it from the beginning, right?
The
Miyamoto's dressing room.
No, I didn't see the whole thing. No.
Oh, okay. Miyamoto's in his dressing room and he's getting ready for the show, and there's Pikmin all over the place.
Okay.
And they're helping him get ready.
That's adorable. And
It was super adorable, and everyone's going nuts. They're like, Pikmin! You know, finally! He mentioned it 3 years ago, and it's finally, we're going to see something about it, you know?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, Nintendo just won E3. Everything's great. This is just because it was the first 10 seconds of the show, you know?
Sure, sure.
We already had 30 games coming, you know? So everyone's like, wow, this is going to be great. Nintendo's just going to stomp on everyone. And it's like, Pikmin! And we show Pikmin, and it looks pretty good. It doesn't really look like next gen, but it looks kind of like Wii HD. But I mean, it doesn't have to be. It's Pikmin.
Okay. I guess I'm waiting for the stumbling still.
Okay. So, doing great. Okay, and we're like, okay, keep it going. We need this conference to keep going, because a lot of games to get through.
Yep.
Okay, and then it's like they just kind of stop. They keep mentioning that they've got a lot of stuff to get through, and they're kind of mentioning the stuff that happened at the Nintendo Direct thing. And then they're like, okay, now we're gonna show some games, and they choose a game that's already been out for 4 months,
which was
Batman.
All right, okay, so. So here's the thing. It's a big deal that Nintendo system is going to have all these third party titles, because it was by and large ignored this last generation because it wasn't HD, because the controls weren't standardized enough to play those games. So like, at least with the Wii U gamepad, you'll have all the controls you need to play these games like out of the box. You don't have to like go out and buy a $20 attachment to your Wii U and have it dangling like a flaccid off the, you know, you don't have to worry about that anymore. That's no longer an issue. So I didn't listen to the Powetcast from last week where they talked about E3 stuff, and I remember Zach's huge contention was like, you know, they should have mentioned like Arkham 3 or, you know, some new installment of a game. But it's like, you know, these titles, these franchises just released new games last year. They're not going to do that yet. If they want anything that they're going to have for the Wii U's launch, they're going to be existing titles with, you know, some additional Wii U functionality. And the more important thing is that they can do it at all, so that when Arkham 3 does come out, there'll be bells and whistles on it, that as long as there's no new Microsoft or PlayStation console that year, will potentially have an edge over its competitors. I'm just saying.
Well, I agree. Like, if what they had announced was did you see the Ubisoft conference, Watch Dogs? Did you see that? Heard of it? Watch Dogs?
Darn it. I did watch a bunch of stuff on Tuesday. I don't know if we watched the Watch Dogs one or not.
Okay. We should link that, because that's my E3 game of the show.
Oh, wow.
Definitely. But anyway, like, they announced no platforms for that. It looks like it might be next gen. I mean, other than PC was announced. Okay. Now, if they would have said that's on the Wii U, that would have been amazing.
Okay.
Or anything like or shown that Assassin's Creed 3, which was announced for the Wii U, was the best version of Assassin's Creed 3.
Right. Okay, but well, that's not out yet, is it?
They showed a version with frame rate problems. So
no.
There were very few games that they were showing that were HD, you know, contemporary. A lot of them were late ports. Mass Effect 3.
Mm-hmm.
Batman, Ninja Gaiden 3. Is that out?
I want to say yes.
I stopped caring after 2. But like, apparently that version is also an enhanced version. You know, right. It's going to have additional content. And it's actually, weirdly enough, an incredibly violent game like that. It's going to be published by Nintendo itself.
Oh, interesting.
But anyway, like, but these are the same games that they announced last year.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they did the reel? They're like, well, this time they were actually showing footage that was taken from a Wii U rather than off of some other console.
And they're showing off the new features. So yeah, that's definitely an improvement. But okay, so they're going to show things that we can actually buy in the coming months. Is that bad?
I just want something new.
Is a sequel of an existing franchise considered new?
if it's something I haven't played before.
Okay. All right. So you know, that does bring up like the Mass Effect 3 thing, right? Because it's nice that it's on a Nintendo console finally, but I'm not going to play it.
Really?
Yeah. Really. Okay. Why would I want to?
Okay. What if it's the best graphics version of it?
Potentially interesting, I guess.
Because Batman Arkham City is arguably a better version of it. Like, the character models have been redone,
right?
Not just with the new costumes, but like new lighting has been added. Wow. And apparently, it looks nicer. Like, they added additional anti-aliasing, and it looks better than the other versions.
Okay, that's great.
Which gives some hope, because apparently some of the games, like Assassin's Creed 3, looked worse on the Wii U. But it might be because they don't have... I mean, the finalized dev kit only came out like a couple months ago. They probably haven't had a chance to fine-tune it. But still...
Well, you know, a prettier Mass Effect... You know, it's already a pretty game. Like, it has none of the problems that the Xbox version had for the first game. Like, you know, lots of drawing, lots of loading issues... that kind of thing. So that's not a good enough selling point for me.
What would Nintendo have to do to make you jump in on Mass Effect 3?
Release the first two games. Get a complete playthrough going. Because the only reason... I mean, you know, I could have jumped to PC if I had a decent enough PC to run the games. Or I could jump to... I could jump to the PlayStation 3. You know, the PlayStation 3 doesn't even have Mass Effect 1 on it.
And never can, right?
Yeah, because it's a Microsoft Studios title, so that's,
and that would be the reason why Nintendo can't either.
Yeah, exactly. So they could at least release Mass Effect 2, because that's, you know, an EA title. But
so you'd buy those?
No, because I need a complete playthrough, so I can only ever have it on Xbox or PC, or if there's a way to hack the game save files, which there is, there's you know, tools that will let you import data from one game to another, so that you can port it from like an Xbox to a PlayStation and stuff like that. But it's like, you know, why go through the effort? I'd rather, you know, I have the complete experience on a console and I'm happy with it. So
who do you think the target audience for this game is?
People who play Nintendo and never played a Mass Effect game before because they don't have a good enough PC or never had an Xbox, I guess.
So basically this is Mass Effect 3 fanboy edition. I mean, who else will play it? Because, like, for me,
yeah,
I'm a pretty big Nintendo fanboy.
Sure.
But I'm not gonna play Mass Effect 3 without playing the first two games.
Right.
And if I do buy the first two games now, if I ever get an Xbox 360 and get the other games, I'll get the third one on the Xbox 360, you know?
Right, exactly.
Because it'll be a greatest hits $20 title by then.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, well, maybe by that point they'll, like, include the new ending DLC in that $20 version or whatever. Because they've done that with, like, the first game, I think. Like, you got all the DLC with it for $20 at one point.
There's a pretty good lead-in time here. Do you think the Wii U version is going to include that DLC?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be out by the summer. So, you know, the Wii U, if it comes out at all, this year will probably be around November, right? So that's definitely plenty of time to put it on the disc. Definitely. Okay. So you'll have a version that's like the complete correct version, quote-unquote. So there is that. But I don't know if that game is playable on its own. Like, it's fun, but it references the previous two games so heavily.
That's what I'm saying, and so I don't really like. I'm glad Nintendo's getting games of the caliber of Mass Effect.
Yeah,
makes me feel really happy that they're now in that club. However, right. Who is going to buy that? I can't think of anybody. And okay. One title that they showed that looked pretty cool to me. I thought Zombie U looked fun.
Okay, yeah, I mean that...
The graphics did not blow me away in any way. But it has such an interesting gameplay concept.
Oh, I totally agree. And I didn't even get that from a couple of things I watched. You had to tell me about it, but... Yeah.
Should I
tell you about it? Yeah, you should explain to everyone else.
So Zombie U is a zombie game, and we've never seen zombie games on a console before, so this is a big thing. Oh, yeah,
I know. This is totally new.
Everything's zombie. There must be literally thousands of zombie games like right now. It's like, I'm going to make a game. What do I want to have in it? Pirates are done. Ninjas are... zombies. Okay.
Yeah, well, I think when I made a game with zombies and it came out, that was like... That should have been the death knell. The ultimate zombie game ever, and then that was it. You're done.
But you know what? I like zombies. I'm looking forward to playing Walking Dead from Telltale Games as well. But you've seen Walking Dead now, right?
Of course not. When did I have time?
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep reminding you to watch it.
All right.
But anyway, so pretty simple. You know, it's standard kind of zombie game. There are conflicting reports that it is the game that they were using when they were demoing, like during the Nintendo Direct, you know, when he has to ask for help from the old guy.
Right.
But I don't know. And it does look similar, but I don't know. I don't know if it's just a coincidence or not. But anyway,
yeah.
Zombie U, you go around, you wake up and there's zombies all attacking and there's more than... You know, it's limited ammo, so it's really kind of survival horror-y. Horror-y?
Yeah, I remember, like, watching one video about, like, they're telling you to remember to like, retrieve your bolts after you use them. It's like, oh, no, it's going to be one of those kinds of games. Oh, dear.
But limited equipment. But, you know what? That's kind of good. If it has good play control, like, I liked the aspects of survival horror that actually did make you feel tense. Because if you just have unlimited bullets through, it's just a rail shooter, you know?
Right.
Not that zombie rail shooters aren't fun. House of the Dead is wonderful. but here's the cool thing in my mind. Every time you play the game, you're generated like a kind of a random character.
Sure.
Like, you could be like a 45-year-old grizzled mountain man with a big beard. Okay.
Yeah.
Eventually, zombies are going to get you.
No, but what if I'm good at this game?
Have you forgotten who we are?
Right.
Okay. Anyway. Because if we made keep playing videos or let's play videos.
Right.
I mean, it wouldn't be like let's play this game. If I was running one, it would be like let's play Mario up till World 1-3.
Yeah. All right, I'm done with this. I never actually played 1-4 before.
let's watch Kevin die in many ways. But anyway. It reminds me of the video I made a number of years ago, the Taki's video reviews.
Oh man, was it years ago? I guess so. Yeah.
It was years ago, and he reviewed the first Rockman game. The video was just him dying over and over. Oh man, that was funny.
I should link that in the show notes.
Yeah, you can link that. All right. It's gotten tens and tens of views. So when you eventually do die, what happens is you like wake up in a hospital or something, or you wake up and you're a different person now. Like your soul shifted or something. So maybe now you're a 35-year-old hot secretary.
Oh baby.
I don't know, it's my guess. But anyway, so like you're in a different part of the world, but like now you've still gotta contend with the zombies that killed you, as well as you who is trying to kill you.
Okay. Wait, what? Oh, because you turn into a zombie. Oh my god.
There is a zombie.
Okay. Does that count as an exasperated sigh? No, I think that's just more of like an oh dude thing. I'm trying to cut down.
First time I heard of Zombie U, I thought they were making a community game, and I would totally play that.
Oh my god. Okay, we're running low on time. There are two things I wanted to mention, and I'll kind of mention them in tandem because they're sort of related, and it could be a problem with Nintendo in particular. I'm not really sure. Maybe it's nothing, but the first thing is that lots of people were expecting, because of a quote-unquote leak, we'd see like a 3DS XL or something like that, and it just didn't happen. So poor information, it seems like.
Well, I don't know. Maybe just premature. Again, that system is selling like its strongest market is definitely Japan. So I don't see why, you know, Nintendo doesn't usually make an appearance at TGS, but you know, a couple of years ago they did to announce the Wii U controller, and they'll probably do some kind of Nintendo Direct right before it to kind of steal thunder.
Right.
I think that is a more logical time to announce this stuff.
Well, I was just surprised. Well, okay, I guess there is a TGS coming before any potential Wii U launch, so there could be some really awesome things that come out. But I was anticipating something that would incorporate the circle pad to prevent any fragmentation issue, for one thing. But maybe there aren't going to be enough games released that might want to use it. I don't know. But on the other hand, too, I was expecting that also, because that would make it have almost the same kind of setup and buttons as the gamepad, essentially.
Yeah.
And there'd be some kind of like connectivity with the Wii U announced or something, but I guess that's not going to happen either. So, or at least not now, but yeah, maybe TGS will roll around and that'll prove us wrong, or prove me wrong. I shouldn't put words in your mouth.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it makes sense that they would keep the connectivity going, because, I mean, when you have something that popular that everybody's you want to use it. I think they probably regretted that the Wii never really had much connectivity with the original DS.
Right.
Couple games, that Final Fantasy game, but like it was totally underused. But it could have been the second screen that Microsoft is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the hardware itself and the resolution is underpowered, it might not be able to be a game controller, but it might be able to be a smart glass.
Yeah. I don't know.
And a lot more people have the 3DS than have Windows tablets.
I was wondering about that. Yeah. the 3DS, which is dead and gone because of this horrible price drop that made everyone not want to buy one. Oh, wait.
Can I mention quick Project P100?
Sure.
That's Platinum Games cross Nintendo collaboration.
Okay.
Platinum Games? Yes, you know this company?
Maybe.
Bayonetta?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Mad World?
Yep, gotcha.
Okay. Their games have not... Oh, yeah, that's the other big news. Sega's not making games anymore.
What?
Well, I mean, they're not making, like, full big boxed games anymore. They're going to be digital downloads and stuff, focusing more on mobile.
Like Sonic 4?
Yeah, stuff like that. But okay. They're planning not to make any high budget AAA games anymore.
Okay.
Except for what they call like a few, what do they say, tentpole? I don't know, like
Right.
Like very, very few, but in general, and they're getting out of publishing other companies' titles. So Platinum Games doesn't have a publisher anymore.
Oh, no.
but it looks like that publisher might be Nintendo.
Oh, that is fascinating. That could be really cool. Nintendo's
planning to buy Platinum Games, but at least for one game, the new game that's being done by Hideki Kamiya, who was the producer of Bayonetta,
all right.
the director of Bayonetta, he's doing a game it's called Project P100, but it'll probably get a new game later. And it looks kind of like, Pikmin, but like robots.
Oh. So, Chibi Robo.
Not quite, because you need to see the trailer.
Okay.
The robots can kind of like form together to form bigger robots with specific tasks.
Ah, so Transformers.
I do think you would like
this. Okay. P100?
Yep, Project P100. We should link some trailers and stuff, because everybody should see this stuff. And the winner of, but like, so Nintendo went through and they stumbled a lot, and they spent a great deal of the presentation talking about things like Wii Fit.
Right.
Which I'm looking forward to, because I'm a fatty. But... But, like, the general gaming press was like, oh, God, please get to the games. Well, and Nintendo Land.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know what? I think would make an awesome pack-in title.
Yeah, right? That's what lots of people are saying.
Or the title that sells with the second Wii controller. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that thing's liable to be really expensive.
Okay, that brings me to my second point. Which we'll have to do really quickly, but is it a problem? Because you saw that CNN article before they changed it, right? Or at least saw. Yeah, so is it an issue because Nintendo isn't really showing off the console itself and not really giving a lot of credence to the physical reality of how this thing works? Is it confusing journalists or gamers that the gamepad is just an add-on to their existing Wii and not a whole new console?
Can Nintendo's new add-on controller save the failing Wii? The fact that someone who covered.
Well, it's part of Nintendo's state of philosophy that they want the gamepad to be the face of the Wii U, and the console itself not being important. They might be making a mistake by not having people realize, oh, this is a whole new thing. So when you pay $300 for it or whatever it's going to cost, you're not just buying an add-on, you're buying a whole new console. Yes, all of your Wii games will work. Yes, all of your Wii peripherals will still work, but it's a whole new console.
I mean, so much time has passed since people were originally thinking that, and they still haven't really cleared it up.
Right.
They should add the console on stage as well, and that's the other thing. Like, the Pikmin looked like an upscaled version of a Wii game.
Yeah.
You know, Nintendo Land easily could have been done on the Wii.
Yeah.
You know, Scribblenauts, no problem.
Yeah.
New Super Mario Brothers Wii 2 or whatever. No, New Super Mario Brothers U, which we didn't really cover, but...
Oh, yeah.
It's just a HD version of the last one, and I'm sure it's going to be great. I love New Super Mario Brothers Wii, but it doesn't look very different.
Right.
So, I don't know. Best E3 show, Ubisoft.
Okay.
They introduced Rayman Origins, Rayman something. Origins was the one last year, right?
I have no idea. I don't follow Rayman.
Rayman Legends. Sorry, Origins was last year.
Okay.
Rayman Legends, 2D Rayman, 5 players simultaneous.
Wait, what? How does that work? Beautiful.
One person with the Wii U controller, who basically does cut the rope esque things to like clear paths and stuff, where so the 4 players on like pro controllers can do their stuff.
Pro controllers or Wii remotes or what?
One person's on the touchscreen controller, and 4 people are on the Xbox 360 controllers. There, that's clear.
Does it really actually have to use the Wii Pro controller, or just
for multiplayer? That's the mode they showed.
All right,
and that's the thing. It's really it's hard to say, but that's what they're hoping people do, though.
Oh well, man, that controller. All right, we already talked about that for a whole show. I'm done. Just possibly more proof that you're not actually going to get 5 people playing this because you have to own 5 Wii U Pro controllers.
No, four. But I'm guessing you could probably use, well, for one of those players, you could use another one of those pads. Oh, yes, and that was the other big E3 announcement, is that you can use 2 of them.
Maybe, but they didn't say how, and there's rumors that it's going to like knock the frame rate down from 60 to 30 FPS.
60 to 30, yep. But yeah, but you will be able to use 2. And you know what? That streaming must be more processor intense. Remember we talked about that during the announcement?
Yeah.
It must be a lot more processor intensive than even I thought.
Right.
I thought it would. So like the extra power, that's probably why it's like leaks have said that the specs are like an Xbox 360 times 1.5.
Oh boy. New graphic time.
Yeah. So yeah. Just how about an Xbox 360 plus two GameCubes.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, that's what they basically said the power was. But if so much of the power is being funneled into keeping these things streaming and these controllers displaying additional visuals and stuff, it might very well be that the actual visuals on the screen are just at par with current gen systems.
Could be. Well,
and that's a lot remains to be seen, and I hope Nintendo shows off some more stuff.
Yeah, so I guess everyone let us know what you thought of E3, what your favorite picks were, or if you thought it was completely terrible and don't want to deal with E3 ever again. Like, what was it, that Kotaku article? I don't remember exactly.
Yeah.
Someone was like, yeah, either, you know, fix it or kill it. They tried to fix it once. Well, anyway, let us know what you think in our show notes, famicom.tv/podcast, and this one's episode 50, right? Or 49?
51.
50. No, this is 50. We don't even know what episode of our own show this is. This is 50. By the way,
happy 50. This is great. 50. Most podcasts don't make it this far.
Really? Wow, this is a big deal. Okay. Well, yeah, thank you, E3, for giving us our 50th show.
Oh, whoa. Oh, I had no idea. Balloons are dropping in the room right now. This is amazing. It's 50. Yay, RPG.
It's all downhill from here. So yeah, leave your, you know, talk to us also on Facebook, Famicom Dojo, Twitter, Famicom Dojo. Free to iTunes storefront. You can leave a comment there. Tell us what you think of the show and rate it. Please do that, because every time we mention it, someone does, and it's always a good thing. Make the show more visible to other people, and watch it. Haha, listen to it for free on Stitcher Radio. You'll enjoy that, I think.
Yep.
Sorry, I've been told.
Oh, go ahead.
That's fine.
Okay, and just for everyone, I totally forgot what I was going to say. Completely.
To hear what Vink's going to say, please give us 99 cents for the DLC. Yeah, next episode we are going to talk about the our DLC cast, bring back our everyone's paid DLC will be realized. And so until then, if you want to see your contribution make the cut, just keep going. That's in episode 48. We should probably, it's 47. Who the hell knows? We should put another button on our show notes. And
I am surprised, but we actually did have some people who paid for DLC.
Yeah, we got over the $5 minimum bar we set. So
Yeah, I was very surprised, and it's still kind of coming in. It's still trickling in.
Yep.
That's crazy. I'm not going to say exactly the dollar amount, but I'm saying that we are almost up to sack of subs level. Almost up to sack of subs. We could go to Subway and get a sack of subs. We're not quite there yet. And I'm setting the new goal, my stretch goal now, of sack of subs plus soda. So help us reach this goal.
God. Well, thank you everyone who's contributed, and your wildest dreams will come true. Cue Napoleon Dynamite dance sequence.
RPG, 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 rocking, playing game.
Famicom Dojo.